Leading academics, activists and organizations are coming together to address South Africa's hunger epidemic head-on as part of the inauguration of the Union Against Hunger, or UAH for short, a recently established civil society movement. With 9 million children going hungry every day and 1 in 4 South Africans living in extreme food insecurity, this event will provide a forum for urgent talks on ways to eradicate hunger and malnutrition in the nation. Joining us on the line to tell us more is Professor Stephen Devereaux, a member of the Secretariat of the Union Against Hunger. Professor, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning and thanks for the invitation.
It's an absolute pleasure having you, Professor. Tell us a bit more about Union Against Hunger and sort of what sparked the establishment of the movement.
Well, I'm an academic at the University of the Western Cape in the Center of Excellence in Food Security. And many of my colleagues who work in food security and hunger and nutrition in civil society have been saying for a long time that we don't have a sufficient focus on hunger and malnutrition in South Africa in terms of policy. And so when the G20 presidency came to South Africa in December, we felt this was an ideal opportunity to focus attention and to put some pressure on the government to try to take this more seriously. So some civil society activists, as you mentioned, and some academics like myself got together and we just decided, let's do something. Let's put together a movement, a coalition, and see what we can do to put pressure on the government during this year of the G20. So that's what we're doing today with our launch of the Union Against Hunger.
Yeah. Speak to us then about, you know, some of the specific issues around food security that will be discussed, because I think many people would be surprised with the complexities of the conversation around food security.
It is very complex, but there's also some facts which are just alarming and unacceptable. For example, we have 1 in 4 children that have stunted growth, which means that they are short for their age, and that's because they have chronic food insecurity. They don't get enough food. They don't have a nutritious diet. And that's probably because their parents are unemployed. They're living in poverty. The social grants are not enough to get a nutritious diet for those kids. But what's really shocking is that number, 1 in 4, has not changed since 1994. So they did nutrition surveys in the early 90s and they've done them up to the 2020s. We see the same percentage, 1 in 4. So we feel it's time to take a focused action against that. And the, you know, the Union Against Hunger is trying to mobilize focus on hunger itself, because too often we talk about poverty, unemployment and inequality as being the main drivers, but we don't focus on hunger itself as an outcome of poverty, unemployment and inequality. So if we don't address hunger as an issue in itself, we're trying to address unemployment and poverty, but we're not actually getting to the root of hunger, which is also about malnutrition and poor diets, as well as poverty and unemployment.
Yeah. I'm wondering if there's been any shifts in terms of the available data, considering the worsening economic situation in the country, and if the situation is trending upwards or if the situation is getting worse.
Well, we definitely saw a spike in most indicators of well-being. Things got worse during COVID, 2020-21, and hunger was one of those where we saw a sharp increase. Fortunately, I would say the government responded quite well with a lot of introductions of new programs. For example, the 350 Rand special relief of the stress grant. And that has continued even after COVID. So that's really important. And we hope that they are not going to cut it in the next budget because there is a risk that there isn't enough money to keep it funded. But no, it's probably more or less stable since COVID. It's just that it's not improving and things should be getting better over time, not staying the same. You know, people shouldn't still be living in hunger. We have a constitutional right to food, and yet 50 million people go to bed hungry every night.
Yeah. I'm wondering then, Professor, without, you know, trying to put you on the spot in terms of the politics of it all, but if you think government is doing enough, and if not, what they should be focusing on and how they should be addressing the issue of food security in the country.
We feel very strongly that the government thinks that social grants is more or less all that they need to do, because they're giving people money to buy food, and that's certainly a big help. It makes a huge difference to poor families. But the grants are not enough. The school feeding program as well is very expensive. It feeds 9 million kids at school every day, but only during term time, not during the weekends, not during school holidays. And it starts only when the child goes to grade R, which is when they are 5 or 6 years old. And child stunting happens from in the womb even. So by the time they get to school, it's too late. They already have stunted growth. We need to focus more on early childhood. with more programs there. But more importantly, we need a coordinated approach like Brazil, which has a zero hunger strategy, where they did a lot of things which are all designed to reduce hunger and achieve eradication of malnutrition. And they did a fantastic job. When our malnutrition rate stayed the same all these years, they were bringing it down to just about 7%, and now they're still 25%. So a coordinated strategy, we even think it might be an idea to declare hunger a national emergency like they did with electricity, and appoint a minister of food and a national food commission, which will look into a coordinated strategy for dealing with hunger and not just assuming that giving people small social grants is going to be enough.
Yeah. What do you think is the biggest misconception about food security that the majority of South Africans who perhaps are not, that don't experience it, don't understand?
I think most people feel, and I also believed this when I started studying this area, most people think that the problem of food insecurity is not enough food. That's not true. We have more than enough food in South Africa. In fact, we export maize and we import all the other food that we need. So we have about 120% of what we need, which is 20% above what people need. The problem is not food adequacy or availability. It's about who has access to that food. So you can't solve food security in this country by just investing in farmers or trying to increase food production. You've got to look at the people that are affected by hunger and find out why they're affected by hunger. It's usually because of poverty and unemployment, as we said already, and low social grants and a failure of the state to deal with those problems, not on food production. It's not about lack of food. It's about lack of income and money to buy food.
Yeah. Professor, it's been a fascinating conversation, one that I wish we had more time for, because I think there are conversations around this, or the way we have conversations around this particular issue of food security really should be altered, and so that it speaks to the realities, one, but it also speaks to the complexities that we've also briefly touched on this morning. For now, though, Professor Stephen Devereaux, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.